PM board bombs.
Welcome back to another EM Board Bombs podcast. We're live here from, almost said Tennessee, but you're in North Carolina. So we're live from the Mid-Atlantic, Mid-Appalachian, Eastern Appalachian states, bringing you emergency medicine content for hashtag EM Life, hashtag boards. Dr. Hussein, the co-founder,
Did you call us mid-what? What did
Atlantic,
you say?
Mid-Atlantic.
Only you would say that, Briggs. Like, you're such a... I swear, who would say mid-Atlantic? Like, someone in your age demographic should not be using the word mid-Atlantic.
What should I be saying?
I don't know. East Coast? Yeah, be chill about
That's
it.
That's very nonspecific. That could be from Maine to all the way down to Fort Lauderdale.
Oh, my gosh. Okay. Yeah. All right. The
Geography
South,
matters.
We're the South.
As people say nowadays, words matter.
Oh,
hey,
gosh. All right, you know
what?
Let's just... Yeah, just do the question, all right? A 7-day-old is brought to the emergency department with a history of excessive salivation and choking episodes that began shortly after birth. The parents report that the baby has difficulty feeding, and they think, you know, when the baby seems to feed or cough, they become blue when, you know, with feeding attempts. That's not good. Mm-mm. As can be typical, though, of ED mentality, everyone seems to think that since these are first-time parents... They just haven't figured it out yet. Mm-mm. And is the baby really becoming blue? However, on exam, the baby has episodes. I know. However, on exam, the baby has episodes of coughing and certainly has cyanosis when stimulated to swallow. Suddenly, it's all hands on deck. You've seen this, right, Briggs? Where it's everything's really chill until it's not.
Yeah, packages are being ripped open from the cabinets.
Right? They're like, all right. Nurses are just not manning any other stations because we are
clogs.
Going.
It's Nurses' a- clogs are sliding on the floor.
Let's go.
Yeah, let's go. Yeah. Cowabunga it is.
There you go. A NG tube is attempted but cannot be passed beyond 10 centimeters from the oral cavity. Which of the following is the most appropriate next step in the management for this patient? A, administer broad-spectrum antibiotics and perform LP. B, perform a barium swallow study. C, obtain a chest x-ray and prepare for surgical consultation. Or D, initiate continuous positive pressure airway therapy. We're trying to make this a little bit easier. This is a question that ABEM will ask, by the way. It is on their clinical compendium.
From now on, each week, it seems that we have an answer choice we just laugh at. So that's a new tradition.
It's more fun. It's more fun that way. We're going to continue that tradition. Hey, what's the correct answer, Briggs?
Correct answer here is obtain a chest x-ray and prepare for surgical consultation.
Well, that escalated quickly.
Exactly. So much for faking it.
Those
neonates faking things. Hey, so scariest patients in the ED. There was actually a 3-day-old we had that checked in. I should say the parents brought the neonate in yesterday. And it was 3 days old, and then just everyone lost it. Because our particular ED... You know, there's a pediatric wing, right. Adult wing. So they check into our wing. The children's hospital is just down the street. And you just see everyone like, don't they know there's a children's hospital in town? How can you believe this? It's so funny.
We all know what we're going to be doing.
Yeah, all the nurses are getting the Mtaliforms out already. Anyway. All right. So the clinical presentation here, what are we talking about today?
So there's a tracheoesophageal fistula.
My favorite.
Yeah, I know. And the thing is, with tracheoesophageal fistula, there are really a limited number of ways you can ask this. So when I reviewed ABEM's clinical model, look, it's a topic that they clearly have. It's listed a few times. But there's a limited number of ways that they're going to ask for this. So if you just know a couple key things, you're going to get this right every time. Also, it's probably just good to know this for real life as well.
You don't say. Hey, so this condition is a congenital anomaly, obviously. It's characterized by an abnormal connection between the trachea and the esophagus, hence the word tracheal esophageal fistula. Hey, before we dive into this, we got to mention our sole sponsor here, EM News, Emergency Medicine News.
There you go.
I know you always forget, but I remember.
Thank you.
You're welcome. EM News, check it out. Physicians, clinicians, everyone. Mm. That is the website you go to. You can also get a paper copy if you like. Good old newspaper. Yep. Shipped to your house. It's free. Yep. as long as you practice emergency medicine. It's pretty awesome. Great content. Great articles. Yeah.
There's also another premium podcast that we have, EM Rapid Bombs. Oh, you can find it on...
Yeah, what is it?
Exactly. So it's a quick 4 to 5 minute long episode. It's more than 400 episodes now. Mm-hmm. It's amazing how we see like the peak in traffic on EM Rapid Bombs during board season and IT. And then there's like a plummet right after. It's like people are like, I don't want to deal with this right now.
Well, it's funny. The people signing up now, we know are truly dedicated learners. Because that's now they're signing up just for... There's no boards at this moment, really.
Right.
Oral boards are coming up, but... Right. People really are picking up the podcast just out of pure, hey, I want to learn stuff and stay up to date, or I'm already preparing for next year, which is pretty awesome. That's the way to do it, because if you subscribe now, it's 400 episodes. You do one a day, you're set. I mean, you're ready for next year already.
And you can repeat them, right?
Of course. Just
like you and I do all the time. You can find it on emrapidbombs.supercast.com, or you can just go to emboardbombs.com, and you'll see it listed.
That's what we recommend.
You can actually sign up. Yeah, you can sign up right on our website as well. It's great.
Hey, so the classic thing with this is going to be, I'm just going to cut you off, is the inability. I'm like the worst talk show host ever.
Oh my gosh. Just go.
The talk show host that just cut people off all the time.
Just go.
The inability to pass an NG tube beyond a certain point, typically around 10 centimeters from the oral cavity. This strongly indicates the presence of esophageal atresia, where the esophagus essentially doesn't form properly and ends in a blind pouch. So how is this going to present?
Right, and I think also in a presentation and a test question, it might be giving you that option to pass the NG tube, and that's the key. It's not passing past that 10 to 15 centimeter mark. Yeah. So how's it going to present, like you said, in real world, real life? So newborns with TEF, tracheoesophageal fistula, or esophageal atresia, they typically present with excessive salivation, choking, cyanosis during feeding attempts, pretty much exactly like we described. These symptoms are, you know, obviously they're due to inability of those fluids to pass normally through the esophagus, and then that potential aspiration risk that happens when they get into the trachea and lungs around, you know, through that fistula. So a key thing here, though, it's important to know that presentations can vary depending on whether an esophageal atresia is present or not. The most common symptoms in babies with esophageal atresia and tracheoesophageal fistula, typically, they actually happen after delivery. So you're not necessarily taking care of a lot of these kids because it's noticed a few days after. Right. But again, like we said, you can have this like delayed presentation. So again, those symptoms, excessive drooling, breathing difficulties, failure to gain weight, vomiting, inability to swallow with episodes of coughing or choking while nursing or taking in a bottle. And then obviously, I think the key thing that you'll get tagged on is going to be, you know, cyanosis during feeding.
Yes.
That's one you see a lot. So in cases where TEF is present without esophageal atresia, symptoms may not be immediately apparent at birth, right? But they're going to develop over time. So that's why we presented this like 7 day old as well as a few days after birth. A random note, you can actually develop this. Like in adults, you can have acquired tracheoesophageal fistula.
There we go.
Just saying.
Just living your whole life with a congenital TE.
I'm just saying. You can have it acquired. Yeah, you know, factors as cancer, infection, trauma can potentially, you know, lead to these things. So that's, again, more like acquired in adults.
Hey, what would you rather have, a tracheoesophageal fistula or a tracheoanominate fistula?
Oh, my gosh. How about neither?
How about neither?
This is a great
dinner conversation.
Okay.
Cocktail party.
Tracheoesophageal.
Yeah, I agree with you.
Right?
That's what I'd
do. Don't you think so? Yeah. I feel like that would, you can fix that surgically.
Yeah, right. A little less dramatic presentation.
Right. Yeah. Right. Hey, so what's that diagnosis that we're making? There are like two parts here.
Just two parts here. Obviously, the initial step is attempting to pass an NG tube and you can't do it. And if you can't do it, then you do an X-ray. And the chest X-ray may show that coiled NG tube in the upper pouch of the esophagus. Could also show air in the GI tract if a fistula is present, including, you know, and that basically indicate a connection between the trachea and the esophagus. Now, the management, the definitive management, of course, is surgical. And, of course, the goals of surgery are going to be surgical things that are complicated.
Right.
Closing the fistula, you know, connecting the two ends of the esophagus, whatever. But this is a surgical emergency. This is something that...
That's the key.
100%.
That's why you got to know this.
I mean, it's like so silly to say this. It 100% needs to go to a pediatric hospital, a major pediatric hospital. where they do these surgeries. And they'll automatically be admitted. There's a high risk of aspiration pneumonia, high risk of complications, you know, not feeding properly, aspiration, so many bad things. And so that's why they're automatically going to go into the hospital, get this done. Mm-hmm. Hey, so why not the other answer choices here?
Oh, man. Yeah, so broad spectrum antibiotics. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's you know, this is an anatomical issue, guys. Mm-hmm. And then barium swallow study. Yeah, that you it's don't want to be aspirating barium yeah. into the lungs.
You don't form. Say.
not barium.
What about CPAP? You know? Should the positive pressure change the... I can't even make it up.
We basically, you know, like, CPAP doesn't like two of our answer choices would have just
killed the patient.
Yeah, it's just been terrible, right? Exactly. So in conclusion, Let's wrap it up. You see the YouTube hand gestures we have going on. Yeah. Hey, I refuse to wear a collar shirt today, by the way.
I noticed you were in a hoodie again.
From last time. I know. I'm back. Hey, in conclusion, the presentation of excessive salivation. Choking, difficulty, and, you know, again, during feeds, having cyanotic spells especially. And when you know, put that NG tube in, right? The next step is you're putting the NG tube in because you're worried about TEF, you're worried about esophageal atresia, right? And then the chest x-ray is going to help confirm that diagnosis. And then, you know, again, if there's suspicion on the chest x-ray, next step is going to obviously be immediate surgical consultation for correction of the anatomical defect.
I like it.
That's it.
If we could come up with a haiku for tracheoesophageal fistula, it would be choking with milk.
Yes.
Cyanosis persistent. Mm-hmm. TEF on display.
Yes.
I just made that up on the spot. I don't know how haikus work, but
NG chest x-ray.
Ooh.
Done.
Don't do barium or CPAP.
Yeah.
Or an LP.
I feel like someone's going to like have this board question and they're going to think about it and they'll get it right.
They'll think about
but they'll also be like, don't see barium swallows as an option.
Don't see CPAP. Or our last week episode, we were talking about, we said give dexamethasone IV to reduce inflammation.
That's right.
Yeah. Hey, check us out, EM Rapid Bombs, emborbombs.com. It's been a pleasure. Dr. Hussain, thank you for being the co-founder, co-host.
Yeah,
in full podcast attire today, I see.
It's always a pleasure, my friend. Yeah. Always a pleasure. We'll see you later. Do it again next time. Bye.